Music for the show is entitled Right in the Faceplate, written and performed by Derek R. Odette. Hey, this is Mark Ardonez of Mark's Major Mistake. Today, what we're going to talk about is about my new and improved blog sites, my website. This is where I post all of my podcasts. I've added recently a video blog to this website, and also this is where I post every now and then my thoughts, and it has links to the pictures that I have currently online. Also, part of this discussion that we're going to go through with my website, I'm also going to introduce to you some of the tools that I've used to create it so that probably you can put it in yourself in your own website. And that should be very, very cool. And you guys, for an introduction of our topic today, let me give you the URL for my blog site. My URL is markordonez.blogspot.com. Mark as in M-A-R-K, Ordonez, O-R-D-O-N-E-Z, .blogspot.com. Now, when you now visit to my new and improved website, you'll be noticing some improvements to it. One of the most recognizable improvement, probably as it loads, is that you would see that it tries to give you video content. Now, the way I did this is to embed an AVI file. Now, what you do usually is that if you have a video recorder, for example, you can go ahead and shoot some of those images. What I did myself was update this particular images, these images, and edit them, put them together via Microsoft Windows Movie Maker. And Movie Maker is usually with the installation of any Windows XP that you would probably have. After probably creating some effects there, improving your video. And the latest one that I did, summer of 2002, I make it look as if it was old. It was old footage. So I placed in an layer, a filter of sepia. I put in some scratches into the actual digital movie so that it would seem very old. And since I was very lucky during that time that I had my friends with me singing one of our songs back in college, that I was able to collate some of the pictures as well that we took of the trip we had in Chicago back to summer of 2002. After that, because Movie Maker would only allow you to save it to the Windows Media format, you would need to find a converter, a free converter over the internet that would convert any Windows movie files into AVI or MPEG. That way, it's only an MPEG or an AVI that this particular application, which is Windows Media Player, would be able to play over your browser. So what you do, so that you will know how to insert a particular movie, for example, in your specific website, is to right-click over the my page. And then you would see the source code behind it. Then you would try and capture the source code that has the embedding itself, how I embedded the AVI file or the MPEG file within the blog site that I have, and then paste it on your template or paste it on one of your posts in your blog site. So that's how we do it. Now, the tricky part now is you uploading probably that big MPEG or AVI file to a server that would support its bandwidth. So in order to do that, I suggest that you find free ones for yourself if you don't have the moolah or the cash to do so. One of the websites that supports free bandwidth for any uploads or downloads is rmedia.com. They are very, very generous. This is a free website. They are controlling also are monitoring all of the downloads, and you would automatically have the Creative Commons license for anything that you upload there, meaning nobody could just use the footage or the music or any media form that you upload to ourmedia.com, and nobody could just use them for any commercial purposes, for example. So that's one big advantage of making use of that website, aside from the fact that it's definitely free. So that's one item that basically that I made use of ourmedia.com. Another use that I do for ourmedia.com is that's where I actually upload my podcasts. So it's a good thing they're still free right now, because I suppose soon enough everybody would know about this one and take advantage of it. So hopefully they'll be able to still support the bandwidth for everyone. Okay, so basically here are the steps again. You would need to take the footage that you want, for example, edit it by any editing software. The free one that I used was Windows Movie Maker. Then after you save it into a Windows media file, you need to convert it into any AVI file or MPEG file, and then upload this MPEG file or AVI file to a server or a host server that would support the download of its bandwidth, for example, a download bandwidth for the download of this particular file. Then you go ahead and embed this AVI or MPEG file on your website or blog site. So at least I gave you a summary of it, so probably it wouldn't be that confusing as the first time I said it. Okay, another neat feature that I have in my website right now are links to pictures. As you can see, I have multiple pictures uploaded into a Flickr account. Now, you probably would know about Flickr already. If not, probably you've been under a rock, because this is one of the best repositories, web repositories of pictures for the internet. And right now, Flickr has just been bought by Yahoo. So if you have a Yahoo account, automatically you can make use of this Yahoo account to create a Flickr account. So you go to flickr.com, F-L-I-C-K-R.com, and then you'll be able to upload your own pictures there. Afterwards, you can go ahead and create a badge. A badge is, what do you call this? A sample number of your pictures that you could place into your own website. So basically, when you go to Flickr, after you upload your pictures, Flickr will give you the option for you to create a badge. And then when the badge has been created in the Flickr website, it will give you the source code, the code that you would need to paste into your own website or template or post. So basically, they would provide you with the HTML source code that you would want to place on your post or templates for the blog site or website. So basically, it's very easy. What I did for this was I played around with these particular badges that they offer. One badge that I have is actually the Flash one that could be seen right below my profile picture. So that's a flash that they've created. So anytime you click on one of those pictures, it will automatically send you to my Flickr website. Another cool feature that I added to my website is actually the JavaScript scrolling thingy on each side of my, on the left and the right side of my website. As you can see, every time you scroll down my webpage, up your webpage, both columns of pictures follow you as you scroll. Scroll up or down, it will follow you. Now, this one I did with JavaScript. As you would have known already, probably in the internet, certain programmers would provide you free code like JavaScript that you can make use to improve on, or probably impress other fellow friends probably that visits your website, that visit your website. So basically, this is existing code that they have created to share. So basically, all you have to do in any code, for example, the code that embeds probably the movie, for example, the code that you got from Flickr and the JavaScript code, you need just to copy the exact code, because usually they have credentials there who originally created that code. And that's just one means of giving back to them, probably saying thanks that for sharing those particular pieces of code. So basically, That's three tips that I've given you. One is how to embed any media file, of in particular movie files, in your website so that you'll be able to load them and play them automatically out of your browser. Another one is the use of a Flickr account or a picture repository for your website. That would assist probably any stories that you have. So probably like right now, for example, the summer of 2002, the first three pictures on the left are actually reference pictures for this particular post. So what I did was the first three pictures on the left side of my website are actually the most recent, the first three. Then the others are probably just taken at random, just for fun's sake. So in any case, at any point in time, as you refresh the website, at my website, which is markardones.blogspot.com, it would grab random pictures from my website, except for the first three on the left, because those I reserved for the very latest, so that folks could see what were the latest events, probably on the website or probably in my circle of friends as well. So that would be very, very fun. So I guess that will be it for today's show. I hope you learned a lot, because probably this would be the most content value, a value content probably blog that I've given. So basically, like I've said, there are three things that you may be able to do, and you can go ahead and just grab those pieces of code or copy the pieces of code that I put in my own blog site for your own blog site. And don't forget to give back the credentials, in any case, to those people that originally created the code. And probably just say thanks every now and then. In any case, you know those people, for example. So I appreciate any comments that you would be able to give me for this particular podcast as well. So in any case, if you have comments, just send me a note at barbarong_buitre@yahoo.com. That's barbarong_buitre, BWITRE, @yahoo.com. So that's it for me today. This is Mark Ardonez of Mark's Major Mistake. Thanks a lot for listening.